of the work that you do in New England, was it when you were an offensive assistant, then you were tight end? Did you do more than the tight end?
Yeah, so my first year, there was a little bit more involved with the quarterbacks, and that's where Ryan's first year was too. So, you know, we developed a relationship. We worked before practice. We worked after practice. We worked, you know, during game weeks when, you know, he was an inactive quarterback. You know, we worked together at learning the offense as far as protections, points, and
I think that's what he's talking about.
Did you still, when you were coaching tight ends, have crossover?
I think, you know, within all of our coaches, there's always a crossover with each position. And, you know, having been in that room with the quarterbacks and being a former quarterback, I think that there's always going to be a little bit of a relationship, you know, from that standpoint.
What was Hoyer like that year?
So, you know, Hoyer was the backup quarterback that year and, you know, did a good job for us. And I think, you know, within every quarterback room, there's got to be a chemistry, and I think that, you know, that was a good room from a chemistry standpoint from top down, and, you know, that's kind of how we try to model our quarterbacks.
Were the two of them pretty deferential to Tom? Understandably so, I guess, or is Tom not that kind of guy that would expect that treatment?
I just think that, like, in the quarterback room, you know, and for that position, which we feel is a very difficult position, especially – you know, in this league, that there's got to be a little bit of a chemistry from one, two, three, and coaches in between. There's always going to be certain things that maybe your eyes pick up quicker than somebody else's eyes, and I think that everybody working to try to get to the final goal, I think that's what that room's about. It's not just necessarily, you know, hand them the keys and good luck. I think just like right now for us, you know, Ryan's doing a good job of bringing – Fitzpatrick is doing a good job of bringing things up that maybe he's experienced that will help Ryan Mallett.
You didn't have Ryan Mallett in the preseason this year, which is a time he would have done a lot more, you know, coaching than you can do during a regular season. Of course, he's been the backup. How have you gotten him up to speed, and how much was his – does this offense really the same offense? Even the terminology, so at least you'd have to deal with that.
Well, I wouldn't say it's the same offense. I'll say this, that regarding every NFL player, whether you're a first team or a backup or a practice squad player, it's really your responsibility to catch yourself up and get up to speed with the rest of the team if you've missed time, if you've – you know, for whatever reason. If you're, you know, just acquired recently, I think that from a player standpoint, that's their responsibility. Now, from a coaching standpoint, any extra time that I have, I've spent with the quarterbacks, everybody in that room, to make sure that something that may be cloudy is cleared up.
Has Mallett adapted relative to your expectations?
I think my expectations are day-to-day. And, you know, for example, for today, it was really – you know, our first full day of preparation for Cleveland. Now, we did some things, you know, Monday, but today was our first full day of preparation for Cleveland, and what I expected today was for him to go out there and execute what we installed and really to take it day by day and, you know, make sure on the normal downs and some of the third downs and certain situations that we work today that he feels comfortable and that we're on the same page as how we see this game and how we want him to play the game. And then tomorrow to work more into the third down and the red area and the 2-minute and those situations and just continue to build so that at game time, both from a coaching standpoint and a playing standpoint, we feel real comfortable about where we're at.
Considering Ryan was sacked 15 times in 4 games, some his fault, but how can Ryan, I mean, Mallett do better against the kind of pressure you're going to get? We're assuming they'll blitz like the other teams recently. Right. How can you be better against the blitz with him than you were with Fitzpatrick?
Well, I think that, you know, both Fitzpatrick and really Ryan Mallett, and we've talked about in that room, there's some scenarios where I think Fitz would agree that he probably could have gotten rid of the ball and maybe decided to run. I think, you know, from Mallett's standpoint, he's got to understand his strengths and his weaknesses, and I don't think he's breaking any records in the 40-yard dash, but he is able to move around and deliver the ball. And I think that he understands that. And in order to really execute it that way, you have to practice that way. You know, you can't expect to hold the ball in practice and know, well, I'm going to go ahead and work this route. You have to get rid of it and really practice how you play, and that's kind of our expectations for that.
Is your offense, or do you sort of help to create packages for him where he can excel?
think that by each player at each position, we're going to try to put the offense in a good position to succeed and really make yardage. I mean, our job's out there to score points, and we need to do a better job of that, and we need to start faster, and we need to execute, you know, for 60 minutes, and you know, we're trying our best to put every player in a position to execute that way.